Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Another day, another vault. We are pumped up today.
Yes, it's episode 26.
It's a good day. We'll tell you why later.
Yep, later. We're back with part two, by the way.
What are we trying this week?
Cheese tortoise. cheese tortellini.
Cheese tortellini, MRE. We're going straight, straight into the joke.
Yeah. What? You're here already.
Huh?
You're here already.
Yeah.
There's the joke.
Why? It is also like 7 o'clock in the morning right now when we're recording this. On a Saturday, May 22nd. This is the day we're recording. Why do melons get married?
Oh boy, another dad joke. Why?
Because they can't elope.
Got him! I knew the answer to that too.
It's so funny all the time.
I don't know why I didn't.
All right, hit us with the fact.
Do you know that a severed sea slug's head? That's almost a tongue twister.
I was about to say that three times fast.
Severed sea slug's head.
No, can't do it. Can't even say it one time.
Severed sea slug's head can grow a whole new body.
The head can grow a whole new body.
Yes, but the body can't grow a new head.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yes, it's just odd that they can grow a whole new body.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool.
I wonder how long they can live. I didn't look that up. Maybe I'll come out at you next week.
So really, if you decapitate it, it doesn't really matter because it'll just grow in your body.
Yes, it takes about 20 days to grow back.
Still, it's growing back. That's crazy.
Could you imagine if our severed heads grew a whole new body?
Is it like Deadpool?
Yes.
All right. I feel like I had T-Rex arms there. Hey, yeah. Guess what? Koozies. For sale.
I got a hat on this morning.
White, red. $4. Safe. At the Vault Pod.
You got gray hats. Oh. 15. White hats. We got 20.
Oh. How much?
4.
How much?
20.
How much?
15.
How much?
4.
How much?
Also 15.
Ooh, look at this boy.
Let's go. All right.
Let's see what we got in here.
We kind of know what we're doing this week.
We got...
Still not really.
Crackers.
Okay. I wonder how good they taste. I wonder if they're moist.
I don't know, but we got vanilla pudding dessert powder.
What?
Don't know how that works.
Oh, that's cool. It's dehydrated.
It's dessert powder.
Yes.
Here's your tortellini and tomato sauce. That's for you.
Get a little break up here.
Lemon lime beverage powder. Let's go.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff in here. Recovery trail mix again.
Again.
Tomato sauce.
He doesn't like nuts. I'm gonna go ahead and get her boiling here.
There's your water.
So what you do, you gotta.
And then we got chocolate peanut spread. So probably like Nutella.
On your crackers.
Yeah, you can eat that. I don't like Nutella.
Okay.
So what else we found last week? I don't know if it's still in here. We didn't open this last week because we kind of just looked at it to see what was in there. And at the end, we realized there was hot sauce. So
it is hot. Hot.
We tried it. And boy, let me tell you. Guess what? It's back again this week. This hot sauce, it's a little spicy. A little spicy. Is that good or is that too much?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, look at you. Did you put the thing in there already?
Yep.
Look at you. I don't really know what to open. I guess I'll make the drinks like I did last week.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tommy Two Cups.
I'm going to go Tommy Two Cup over here.
You can open the vanilla pudding and see what you're supposed to do with that.
Yeah, I'll read directions before I open it. Directions for use. Allow water just purified to stand 30 minutes before adding. So I guess that's to let it cool.
Just purified water. Yeah, we already got purified water.
Perfect. Tear pouch at notch, which is up here in the top corner. Add 4 ounces of water, a 6th canteen cup to pouch. Fold over top of pouch. Firmly hold the top of the pouch. Shake for 60 seconds. Finish stirring with a spoon and consume promptly within 1 hour.
I can make that.
I'm going to be real honest with you. It's going to be way before an hour when we consume this.
that 12 ounces? Nope.
That smells good. Oh.
Is it sizzling?
Yeah, it's doing something. It scared me.
I'll pour this in there.
4 ounces?
4 ounces. There's not a 4 ounce mark where you can kind of just judge it.
I mean, if you put a little bit less than 4 ounces, there's going to be some thick pudding. That's all.
There you go. Here, let me dump this real quick into here.
Yeah, dump it in there. We have our plenty of cups, so I'll just pour it into there afterwards when we finish stirring in there.
Well, I'm making the lemon lime drink.
Oh.
Here's your water. You can figure out 4 ounces. Let that bad boy.
Let's see if we can hear it sizzle on mic.
I can hear it sizzle.
It's cooking today.
It's cooking
good today.
If you're wondering why we're doing this so early in the morning, I just want to say congratulations to our good friends Matt and Kayla. It's their wedding day. So congratulations.
Yeah,
if you listen to this.
Congrats. You better listen to it. Not. Oh, well, I guess. I don't know what to say if not.
Oh, dude, I'm...
Hope you guys have a really happy, long marriage.
Smell that. That's lemony and limey.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I was supposed to shake it, supposed to like you were. I didn't read it last
week. Were you supposed to do that last week?
I think so.
I thought it tasted fine just stirring it.
Let's see if we can make a mess.
I saw it one time on a video. This isn't right, don't come at me.
I don't really know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm losing.
You just gotta fold it over like 2 or 3 times.
I don't like this. Also,
while
we're waiting.
What are you gonna say?
This comes out on Monday, May 24th.
May 24th, yes.
It's 2 days after May 24th, aka May 26th. Wish my boy over here a happy birthday, because that's his birthday.
Oof. And then 2 days after that, the other legend was born.
That'd be me.
It'd be the 28th. And that would
be
awesome.
Yes, we both got birthdays coming up.
Yes, in the same week. Most of the time they're in the same week. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's a Saturday-Sunday deal.
I'm going to pour this Monday back in here, and then kind of give it a stir.
I don't know how long a minute is. I mean, I get it, 60 seconds, but... I feel like it's been a minute.
I don't feel like I got all that out of there. Is it puddingy?
Oh, it's something. Yeah.
I don't really know what to do. Let me stir this real quick.
That looks pretty good.
It does look good. It looks nice.
So I had somebody comment on my Facebook post. Because he and I shared our Facebook post, and he's also a guy that's in and he's serving or has served.
I'm just gonna eat my pudding.
He said that he hates MREs. So of course, you know, we got some of the best ones that you can eat, according to who.
Well, I ain't bad at pouring those.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of nasty ones out there, and I'm sure they've came a long ways.
Hey, these may be
since
nasty, who knows?
You know, since they started.
Is that my cup, or are you just going to eat out of the package?
I'm just going to pour it on here.
We're just going to spoon it out ourselves? Yeah. Okay. If you guys are wondering, what's on his shirt? It's the same lot. Ham with a hot dog, a s'more, a baseball, and guess what? I completed the outfit. We got...
You got JP Flyers.
We got the PF Flyers.
I'm dumb.
PF Flyers with... Windy peppercorn socks. Yeah.
It sounded right in my head.
Yeah. JP Flyers. Yeah, that's
it. It sounds cooler, though.
No, it doesn't. PF Flyer sounds cooler. And these are the Sandlot Flyers. Benny the Jet wore these. Just kidding. But they're the same style. And I'm styling today.
Oh.
Here, let's put this down the hatch real quick. See if it's good as the orange drink.
That's pretty good. Not gonna lie. Cheers to lemon and lime.
Ooh.
It's not as good as the orange drink.
It's a little tangy.
It's quite tangy.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to spin it out with my spoon.
Boy, she's getting real warm this week. We're going to have to wait a second to let it cool off. It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad. It's really not bad. I guess let's open these crackers. We already know what the recovery trail mix looks like.
And tastes like. I like the taste of them. He only likes to taste the pretzel bites.
I don't like nuts.
I'm going to have a bar here next to the vault. And we're going to have a little
jar of
recovery trail mix.
Oh, this cracker just broke on me.
I think I might have broke it in the package whenever I picked it up and looked at it. I was bending it kind of funny.
Wow. Well, that's a dry cracker.
That's why you put the chocolate mix on it.
I can't do that. Take one out. It's a big cracker. Otherwise,
I don't know if we're going to be able to get it out without breaking it off. This is going to be interesting.
Go ahead and open that cheese, this chocolate spread for you.
The cheese spread.
I had about said cheese.
I know.
How you not eat? There we go. Oh, dropped a little.
Make sure you picked that up off the floor. That's we're hungry.
That's a good size cracker. It's like the size of my face. Kind of. There you go.
Thank you. Oh, that is a dry cracker.
Yeah, don't eat like that. How's it going on down here?
It's not bad.
It's dry.
That's not as dry as what he's saying.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can't open this.
Do you need me to open it, Princess?
No, I got it.
Some people, man. Alright, so far... Yeah, that just looks gross.
Like a big old chocolate turd on my cracker. Like a cat came and
shit. It looks like a cat came and just said...
I said, F your cracker.
Yeah. You wanted a cracker? Speaking of turds, it wasn't really a cat. I was playing darts out here at Ethan's last night. And Liz's dog took a big old shit right by the dartboard in the basement. I said, hey, Ethan. Lola took a shit. And it was right there, and it smelled so bad. Look at the cat turd. Oh, I'll let this. You tell me how that is.
I'll let you know.
That was the point of...
Of you saying that.
Yeah.
You'll have that.
Are things still cooking over there? Maybe burned by now.
No, it's not burned. It is cooking, though. It's cooking better than it did last week. Because I got figured out.
Oh.
I went straight to it, first thing, with first or 30 seconds. First minute and a half.
Yeah, we know what we're doing now. We're basically MRE pros.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pudding. Like, a lot of pudding.
Well, they got to...
They got to what?
They got to eat a lot, you know, every meal, because, you know, they probably don't eat 3 meals over there.
I know, over there.
Wherever they're at.
Like, they could be...
Do they eat them on base?
Probably.
That's a good question. I'm going to have to ask that question.
If you know the answer, let us know. How is it?
It's pretty good. I'd sit down and eat that upstairs for sure.
Would you? If you got that in a jar, would you finger it out?
If it was a little thinner, it'd be better.
It's thick?
It is pretty thick.
I guess it has to be the way it's packaged and all that. You want to save it? Put it on the other cracker?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah, we tried that hot sauce last week off camera, and it was... We had a little bit of that burrito bowl left, and we was going to eat it. And so I tried to pull it on my finger, and I was like, it's got a little bit of a kick. What?
It was stuck to my lip. I couldn't get it.
Hey, I told Ethan to try it. He goes, oh, it smells like Texas Pete. So he just dumped the whole thing in there.
And then I was like, Texas Pete.
I was like, no, try it first. So he tried it. And he goes, it's not Texas Pete. All right, let's see. We got cheese tortellini. Water, cheese tortellini. 260 calories. 5 grams of fat. I don't know what you read last week that was so interesting. This side or that side? It's all over your beard.
I know.
It's all over the floor. Goodness. We'll get a vacuum. It's okay. This is a...
Love yourself. No more crackers.
Yeah. No more crackers in the vault. I guess our show's canceled.
Yep.
LOL. I made a joke.
We are the joke.
You know what? I'm just excited for tonight. It's going to be a good night. You'll probably see videos posted somewhere. Can't ruin what the surprise is. I got a big role today.
Oh, yeah.
You do, too.
I was like, what's a surprise?
You know, I can't. You may see videos. It may be posted on the next episode. We may be talking about it next episode.
Oh, it's definitely going to be talked about.
I may be famous. I may just quit the vault. I may go solo.
Or ship. What? Okay, I'm not going to say anymore.
You need to shut up. He's speaking too much right now. How's that? Is it getting hot?
Oh, it's hot.
Is it like cooking all the way through? Is it burning the table?
It's hot on the... Oh, yeah. Table's on fire.
Yeah. The vault is burned down. You want some hot sauce?
It probably would help.
Hot sauce? Would help what?
The flavor of it.
It's got tomato sauce.
Yeah, throw some hot sauce in there. Make a hot tomato sauce. Where does hot sauce come from?
It's just a combination of different stuff. It's not like barbecue sauce. You just get barbecue sauce. I mean, barbecue sauce is like ketchup and Worcestershire.
That's odd, though. Worcestershire tastes so awful by itself.
Or molasses, too. You know, there's different ways to make stuff.
Oh, yeah. Feel that. Okay.
It's been cooking for a while. Yeah, Liz hates that.
Feel that. Is that hot enough?
Woo, boy, that is
hot. Oh, that's hot.
You know the bottom's going to be hot. You just got to make sure the top is warm enough. That's warm. Gosh dang, that's warm.
Do not overfill.
Here, pour it into some cups.
So I like their instructions. Rock or something. The or something. I really might have just burned the table.
Did you?
Yep. So don't cook MREs on a wood table.
Something is not a wood table.
Definitely not.
Here. I got cups. You pour it into there. This is cheese tortas. Otherwise known as cheese tortellini. Does it smell good?
It smells like SpaghettiOs.
Ethan also eats those at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Man, 9 o'clock's early, so I eat SpaghettiOs. Man, it is hot.
Oh, yeah, we're just like pooping that thing out. The way that came out.
Looks like lasagna.
Have you ever had tortellini?
No.
That's pretty good. All right. Pour some of this.
You get one turd? I get one turd.
Is that like half and half? It's so hot. Is this about half of it?
We'll see. I'm birthing a baby over here.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to eat it now. It's gross.
Got all the cheese out.
There's cheese in the tortellini. That's what tortellini is.
I don't even know what tortellini is. It's a pasta. I know.
It's a shell. It's like a stuffed shell, so it's got cheese on the inside of the shell.
Okay, now I understand. I was over here thinking we were eating cheese curds and tomato sauce.
I mean, basically. I had
no idea what a tortellini was.
All right.
Here, give me that thing.
Well, here. Put it in mine. All right.
Oh, there's there. Oh, found a few. All
right, you're good. Is that it?
Yep.
Get a fork. We're going down the hatch, baby. Fork's over there. Yeah, I'm not.
Wash down that nut spread.
The orange was a lot better.
Yeah, the orange was definitely a lot better.
All right. Let's grab one.
What's that? It's hot.
Grab it.
This is what they call a hot meal over there.
Dinker and butter down the hatch. I'd eat that. I'd eat that every day.
I'd eat this at 9 o'clock in the morning right next to my SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
I know it's not going to look the greatest because I just squeezed it out of a package. But, you know, it's a tortellini. I've never had tortellini. So this is a first.
That's good.
So I proof. I definitely eat tortellini.
I'd eat tortoise again. 100%.
Cheese tortoise. And tomato sauce.
All right. This is not a bad tomato sauce.
No, it's actually, it's way better than spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously had a lot better tomato sauces, like authentic tomato sauces.
Yeah, like
but real. For what this is, I'm digging it. I think Margot Robbie probably would not enjoy this because she's too used to that fancy lifestyle.
So, if you ever get into a relationship, are you still going to talk about Margot?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just asking.
That's like saying, if you ever get into a relationship, are you ever going to talk about baseball still? Yeah, I'm still going to talk about it.
So, you know, on the circle, yeah, we talked about it a little bit. There's also a show right before that called Too Hot to Handle. I don't know if you watched that one.
No, I've never watched that one.
But we're not going to talk about it on here. But there's a girl on there that I thought she was kind of cute, and Liz was getting kind of angry. Her name's Chloe.
Here's my thing. Everyone has
she's a model.
Everyone has a list, like, hey, it's just a celebrity crush. It's not like you're going to do anything about it.
Right, she's from the UK.
Exactly.
She's got a nice little
like, also, voice. Here's my thing. I'm going to talk about Margot Robbie, and on the flip side, people are like, oh, well, I'm going to talk. Say, if I ever get a girlfriend, she's like, well, yeah, well, I'm going to talk about Ryan Reynolds. I'm like, shit, bet, I'll talk about him with you. He is handsome as hell. I love that guy, too. All right.
This is a really good breakfast.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning. Look at that. That is a tortellini. Oh,
I didn't tell you. So the guy that we got these MREs from, he's also going to give us breakfast one to try.
Ooh.
I forgot to tell you
that. What a guy.
What a surprise.
Thank you.
Last bite. No, not really.
All right. Ratings time.
Last bite.
I'm going to start off with the drink.
Drink, 4 out of 10.
Rookie numbers. You can't go round. You can't go. You got to give it a point something.
No, it's a solid 4.
I'm not even giving that. 3.4.
Okay.
The orange was, I thought the orange was fantastic.
Yes, it was a 10.
This one's just a little, and I like lemon lime. It's just, it's not it for me.
It's almost like it's got too much tang to it.
Yeah. Cracker, dry. Thought it was dry. I'll give it like a 4.9.
With the spread on it, I'm going to say it's like a 5.3. This is where it's going to save it here, is the cheese tortoise.
We got the pudding first.
Oh, yeah, the pudding. I really haven't even ate much of the pudding. I had a finger full.
Good boy. Look at that spread off. Don't do that, because I want some of that.
Here, we'll grab some out of there. I don't care if you double do it.
I'm
scared of it. Let me just, we got COVID together.
Let me just get a spoonful of it.
Is that all you want?
Yeah, you're good. I just want a little more.
Oh, I was supposed to finish stirring it, and I didn't. I just poured it in here.
Pudding? Good flavor. It's a little too thick.
If I would have stirred it, it probably would have helped.
Yeah. That.
Oh, yeah.
5.5 on the pudding.
Okay.
I like that. The cinnamon bun better. I thought the cinnamon bun was fantastic.
Yes.
Recovery, trail mix, whatever I said last week.
He said like a 0.
No, I think I said like a 5 or something.
Just yeah, 5 peanuts. For the pretzel bites.
The pretzels, that's what I meant. Now this, the heavy hitter right here. The one that, I mean, really just brought this whole thing together. Because this whole thing as a whole, I'm giving like a, as a whole, like a 6.1.
Man, I mean, you have to rate that tortoise pretty high.
This tortellini.
It's pretty good. I've never had tortellini, so this is definitely this tortellini, the best tortellini I've like ever had.
8.3, 8.4. It is good. For, like, I'm putting into perspective of what it is.
It is a little thick.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. It's pudding.
This tortellini though, 8384.
Definitely.
I'd
if it had meatballs in it. Cheese tortellini with meatballs.
So, I'm gonna tell you something. Olive Garden, I know it's not like real Italian.
Definitely not. No, nowhere close, but almost.
They have a, when I go there, they got like this Asiago chicken tortellini. So okay. It's tortellini, but has the Asiago cheese in it, like the stuff. Okay. And it has chicken, but instead of tomato sauce, they use Alfredo. Fantastic.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so that's what I get. That's why I knew what tortellini was. This tortellini saved this. As a whole, I'm taking the burrito bowl one just because of everything that it was with. But as an entree, I'm taking the tortellini over the burrito bowl.
Yeah.
It was good. So.
If you could put everything else.
The cinnamon bun with this and the orange drinks. Yes. Oh, you're donezo.
This pudding was pretty good.
Pudding has a good flavor. It's just too thick.
Which there was no 4-ounce mark on there, so I could have shorted it in an ounce.
Yeah.
On it, so.
They're good, tortellini. I'm still eating it. I'm savoring it.
Same, girl. Damn, girl. Oh, I'm in my mouth.
I got some more time in my mouth.
Did you actually go through what was in this package?
No. Okay. Go through that real quick.
Yeah. So we got the hottest hot sauce ever in the whole world.
It's not the hottest. It's warm. If you want to see us hottest. Try it, we'll try it right now.
Just give us a second. So I can go through everything else. We got a moist towelette.
Ooh, moist towelette.
Moist.
Moist.
We got Bill's Brew. Instant coffee. You take that. You fill it up to like the 12-ounce, I think. Maybe 8-ounce. I guess depends on how strong
you know your coffee. Pudding's thick when it doesn't fall off.
Yeah, that's rough. You put it in here with your water. You stir it up. And you stick it in your heater, just like you do your meal. We've got creamer. We've got non-dairy.
Ooh.
So that's non-dairy. Fake creamer. We've got sweetener.
Huh? Sweetener? If you need the sweetener, I'll just dip my finger in it for you.
It's still good. It's not burning your other table over here. Got a whole bunch of salt. Holy cow. I'm sure one of these times we're going to need this because it's not going to be that good. We have
napkins.
Napkins.
And gum.
Well, napkins in a little package. It's cute.
Yeah, that pudding.
The gum is okay.
The pudding's going down for me. It leaves a bad aftertaste.
I thought it had a great aftertaste.
I don't like it. All right, hot sauce time.
Maybe I didn't shake it good enough. You know what I mean? I mean, I shook it for a long time. I didn't stir it afterwards, and that could have been the... Maybe if I did stuff
by the... I feel like it's like you're not going to get our natural reaction because last week we already tried it.
No, it's still going to be hot.
Put a little on the finger.
You got to put it in a whole spoon.
We don't have a spoon.
Why didn't they give us a spoon this time?
Because we didn't need a spoon.
Why wouldn't you need a spoon?
Yeah, they didn't give us a spoon. Is it in there?
No.
Ta-da! What am I doing?
You try it on the spoon. I'll try it on my...
I got a cup. There's an extra cup here.
Oh, just on the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Liquid off the bottom.
You pour it on there. I can't. Okay.
You can't really see it. It's the same. Looks like bird poop. Oh boy.
It's warm.
You should let it sit there. Man, that's hotter than Jim Beam.
Woo!
Jim Beam smooth.
Say that one more time.
It's hotter than Jim Beam.
Okay, not Jim.
Jim.
Okay, the last name.
Beam.
Okay, B what?
Beam.
Beam?
Bean.
No, it's Beam.
That's what I said.
I thought you said Beam like 7 times.
No.
We're going to have to run this back because I'm pretty sure you said Jim Beam. Jim and I Beam. Said, what? And you said Jim.
My end sounds like
it. And you said Jim Beam. And I was like, what? Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. It sounds the same. It's hot. It actually took my breath away.
It's not that bad. At the first, it's eh. It's you said, it's warm.
It's
warm.
It's not that bad.
It's warm, but it's not. It doesn't like stay with you. Like a good hot sauce. All right.
Yeah, really, really good hot sauces that are like real spicy. They stay with you for a while.
Thank you guys for watching.
That was our last part to this MRE series.
Yes, we may have more. We, as always, appreciate you for watching. Instagram, yes. Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
YouTube, The Vault Podcast. I wasn't sure if you were done yet because I wasn't necessarily listening.
Yeah, I was waiting on you. Hey, we got a few new followers.
Wait, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you say?
I don't know. YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
That's it.
You can now look up, was it, the VA, and it comes up.
I know. It pops up. Hey, we're famous.
We're getting there. Lots of views.
Continue kind of support us. We really appreciate it. If you got any ideas you want us to do, people you want on, let us know. We'll try and make it work. We're all about having fun, you know?
Yeah, lots of fun.
We're just...
I think they're getting more fun. They are. Especially when we know what we're doing.
Yeah. For the people that's just now tuning in, like new people that's starting out with us now, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully we get a few more followers today because we're going to pub us hard at the wedding.
Yep. I'm going to wear my Vault shirt. Not really. I'm going to.
In my back pocket.
Under your shirt?
No.
Oh,
koozie. I got a koozie. And you know what? I'm rocking this all night long. People will be like, hey, what's that? I'm like, okay. Never heard of it?
Okay. Have you heard of it?
It's the best podcast ever.
We're the most popular podcast, Tri-County.
We may be...
Quad County.
Yeah.
For sure. We're going to need 4 different counties today, so... Don't worry about it. 4 different counties today.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
All right.
We were in another county, 2 counties last night.
Yeah. Well, 1.
It's a real... And 2, because we go...
You're in Washington here.
Yeah. And you go 3 minutes down the road into St. Francis.
Wow. Crazy.
And we go up into
we was up in Jeffco last night.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. As always, thank you for watching, and we are Gucci Flip Flops.
Gucci Flip Flop.